Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. It is a Tuesday morning, Tuesday, March the 14th, 2023, 13 minutes past the hour. Very chilly this morning, snow covered here in the Marion area. Slight dusting of snow, as they would say. 23 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. The question, big stumper this morning, stores, businesses that were in the Fair Park area. And again, I've kind of confined the Fair Park area to Richmond Avenue, and there's one on here that is adjacent to Richmond Avenue. But we still have one, two, three, four, five left. So far, Mary and Trish in the competition this morning. But still five businesses left to go that have not been mentioned. Businesses that are or were in the Fair Park area. And the five we have left, I believe all were in the Fair Park area. 740-751-4038. All right, let's see who's going to get these. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I think where that Nova Pizza is, I think there used to be a Dino's store there where you could go in and buy, like, the lunch meat, and I think he had pizzas. I'm not for sure.
You know, there was something there. I don't have it on the list, but, yeah, there was something different there at one point. I can't remember what it was called, though.
Yeah, because I don't know if Dino's had the drive-thru, too, but it seemed like they had both things.
Yeah, I think they did at one point. I think they did expand it. I don't think it lasted very long, but yeah, you are right. It's not on the list, but yeah, something like that.
Okay, now are we looking for more names for that grocery store?
Yep, there have been some other names for that. Like I said, it was never called the IGA. It was an IGA store, but it was called something else.
Yeah, but did any of them start with a G?
No G's.
Okay, then.
All right. Businesses that used to be in the Fair Park area is kind of where we are here. Five of them left. 740-751-4038. Businesses that used to be in the Fair Park area. We've got Neighbor's Pizza, Duke Gas Station, Fair Park Sundries, M&M Video, Faye Bank, King Saver, Second Save, Hardee's, Fair Park Family Restaurant, Shirts and Stuff, Fair Park Barber, Giant Video, Genova's Pizza, Dino's, Mega Moo. Those are the answers we have, but we still have five left to go. Businesses that were in the Fair Park area. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know what these businesses were? And as I said, I believe they all had a Richmond Avenue address, except one. And the other one was kind of adjacent to Richmond Avenue. So does anybody know what these businesses were? Let's see. Well, some of them have to do with the grocery store. Some of them have to do with that little strip mall over there in Fair Park. And then some of them Well, one of them is actually a freestanding business that was once there. Does anybody know what they are? None of our listeners must have lived in the Fair Park area for a good portion of the last 40 years. Isn't that amazing to say 40 years? That's how far we're going back with this. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Businesses that were in the Fair Park area. Five of them left. You know, as we've went all over town doing this, we did North Main Street. We did restaurants. We did gas stations. We did ice cream places, pizza places. This might be the most difficult so far. This little area over in Fair Park. Does anybody know what these five businesses were that were over in the Fair Park area? 740-751-4038. You know, so far, nobody has named the original name of that grocery store. Isn't that interesting? The original name of the grocery store, King Saver, still has not been named. Now, we got King Saver and we got Sack and Save, which it was called at different points. But we don't have what it originally was. It opened and then it closed. And that grocery store was actually closed for a few years. And then Second Save opened it back up. But we still don't have what it originally was. And then there's a couple businesses that were over in that little strip mall that we have not named yet. Does anybody know what they are? Any brave souls out there this morning who are going to come in with answers here? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Businesses that were in the little Fair Park area. Go ahead, caller.
Was Great Scott ever over there?
Not Great Scott.
Okay.
No Great Scott over in that area. Businesses that were in the Fair Park area. Go ahead, caller. It was called Community Market at one point, but I think when IGA had it, they changed it to something like that. It was very similar, but it wasn't Community Market.
Okay.
It was Community Market at one point, but I believe when IGA bought it, they changed it a little bit. The name was kind of, it's a very generic name. It was an IGA store. It just had a very generic name. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I believe you're thinking of the old TNA supermarket.
No, that's a good guess, though.
Oh, well.
Is that the original?
Forget it. Back there in the 80s, as I recall.
Well, I know there was one in it before the store closed, because the store was closed for about 5 years before Second Save opened it back up. Before it closed, it had a name, and we haven't stumbled on that one yet.
Alright, I'll keep thinking there.
Keep thinking. Alright, these Fair Park businesses, what were they? 740-751-4038. Boy, oh boy. Businesses that were in that Fair Park area. That's what we're looking for here this morning. Well, like I say, a couple were over in that strip mall. We haven't got all those yet. Former names of the grocery store. We haven't got those yet. All of those. And then there was a freestanding business over there that we have not gotten yet. Businesses that were over in that Fair Park area. And again, most of these had Richmond Avenue addresses. I think there's only one left on the list that would not have had a Richmond Avenue address. All right, let's check the phones here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
What was the grocery store called? Foodland?
Not Foodland, but that's a good guess. Not Foodland, but not a bad guess. Businesses that are or were in the Fair Park area. But all of these are were's. None of these are still over there at this point. Five of them. 740-751-4038. 23 degrees and mostly sunny skies here in Marion. Who's going to come up with the answers here? Five businesses that were over in the Fair Park area. Now, four of these had a Richmond Avenue address. One of them was on a street adjacent. Okay, let's see here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Scott, there around Dorsey's, was there a place called Open Pantry?
I don't know. Not on the list, but I don't remember that one. No Open Pantry on the list here today. Businesses that are or were in the Fair Park area. Wow. Five of them here. You know, these were all fairly popular businesses in their day. You know, I think they must have just, they should have just called the place IGA instead of coming up with this kind of generic name. 740-751-4038. Businesses that were in the Fair Park area. That's kind of where we are today. Still five left to go. 740-751-4038. Now we've got Neighbor's Pizza, Duke, Fair Park Sundries, M&M Video, Faye Bank, King Saver, Second Save, Hardee's, Fair Park Family Restaurant, Shirts and Stuff, Fair Park Barber, Giant Video, Genova's Pizza, Dino's, Mega Moo. Still five left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who is going to tackle these last five answers? 23 degrees, mostly sunny skies here in the Marion area, but not many answers this morning on these Fair Park questions. Stores that were in the Fair Park area in the past. Richmond Avenue addresses. You know, it's interesting. We can drive through there many, many times, and these names get blistered into our head, but they go out just as easy as time goes on. I guess that's why it's fun to play these games. That it's hard sometimes to remember back to what these businesses were. Businesses that were in the Fair Park area. 740-751-4038. Now, we knocked out a lot of them early. But the remaining five here are very, very difficult. Well, does anybody have a guess? So far, only Mary and Trish in the competition here this morning. Five businesses left to go here. You know, I don't even know how I could give a hint, because there are five of them. That's how deep we are in this morning. Businesses that were in the Fair Park area. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Town and Country, I hear.
Not Town and Country. Not Town and Country, IGA. Well, we took a stab at it. Oh, let's see goodness here. Businesses that were in the Fair Park area. Well, five left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Businesses that were in the Fair Park area. What could they be? Go ahead. Go ahead.
Fair Park IGA?
Not Fair Park IGA. Not Fair Park IGA. But at least we're taking stabs at it here. Let's see. Well, two of these were in the Little Strip Mall. Two of these were former names of the grocery store. And one of them was a freestanding business where I guess Giant Video and the bank were. So there's a little bit of a hint on the five businesses we have left that were in the Fair Park area. Two were in that little strip mall. Two are former names of the grocery store. And then one is where the Giant Video and that bank used to be, that building. That's where these five businesses were. So the two other names of the grocery store would have been Richmond Avenue addresses, and the two businesses that were in that little strip mall would have been Richmond Avenue addresses. And then I imagine Fairground Street would have been the address of the Giant Video in the bank, but there was another business in there, I believe, after Giant Video. Does anybody know what that was? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to guess that grocery store that... Does it have IGA in the name?
No.
Does it have Roscoe Gifts Richmond IGA, but I guess that wouldn't be it.
Yeah, not Richmond IGA. It didn't have IGA in the title at all, but...
Well, I was thinking Gateway, Getaway. I don't know why. And that's why I asked the G. It seemed like there's something in the bearing name Gateway. I don't know.
I don't, but this is a tough one this morning.
Well, now, was this way back before the 60s? Because I wasn't here. I wouldn't know.
No, this would have been... This was after Second Save opened it back up in the 90s. So this would have either been 90s or early 2000s.
And then you're not looking for anything more that Mega Move was. I thought it was built for, not that Mega Move, but not a furniture store, but something like that.
Yeah, the only other one we had in there was shirts and stuff. Now, we have that, and we have Megan.
Oh, that's right. That was for that. Now, you're looking at something more that church is now that was a bank and something else.
Yeah, it was a bank and a video store, and then it was, well, it was there was another name after Giant Video.
Okay, I wondered where that shirts and place was. I think they were the one that built that building, weren't they? I don't know what they had in there.
Well, no, there was a little, like, takeout grocery store in there for a while. And I don't know what that was named, but they were there before shirts and stuff.
Oh, okay, because I knew it wasn't built for Mega Moo.
Right.
Well,
right.
I just keep thinking that that grocery store's getting me, okay?
Keep thinking. All right, 740-751-4038. Businesses over that were in the Fair Park area. Go ahead, caller.
I just got into the office. Did anybody say IGA Community Market?
Nope, we don't have Community Market yet. No Community Market on the list. I think this was run by IGA, as far as I can remember, but it wasn't Community Market. Boy, oh boy. This is going to be a hard one, I can see. We also do not have the original name of that grocery store. Or at least, I guess it was what it was named before it went out of business. Because that grocery store was closed for about 5 years. So we don't have what it was prior to that. And then there are two businesses that used to be over in the little Fair Park strip mall. All righty here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
West Coast Video?
Yes, West Coast Video was in there after Giant Video. Got it. Thanks. Yes, West Coast Video was one of those. That was what was in the bank after Giant Video. And I think that's a church over there now. So now we're down to four. We've got West Coast Video. Now, there are two businesses that were over in the little strip mall there. And then two former names of the grocery store. Those are the four answers that are left. Businesses that were in the Fair Park area. 740-751-4038. Mary, Trish, and Charlene in the competition here this morning. 740-751-4038. Are we going to come up with the answers? Boy, I hope so. Okay. We've got Neighbors, Duke, Fair Park Sundries, M&M Video, Faye Bank, King Saver, Second Save, Hardee's, Fair Park Family Restaurant, Shirts and Stuff, Fair Park Barber, Giant Video, West Coast Video, Genova's, Dino's, Mega Moo. Still four left to go. Okay, I'll give you a hint. When the place was run by the IGA, let's see. Wholesale was part of the title. Now, that's probably the most difficult word in the title of that store. Wholesale. Does anybody remember what it was called? Does that jog your mind when it comes to names of the grocery store? It was once something with the word wholesale in there. Do you remember driving down Richmond Avenue and looking over at the grocery store and seeing the word wholesale on the building? All right. Well, maybe nobody does. It could be bad. 740-751-4038. Two names of the grocery store that we still don't have. One with the word wholesale in the title. And then two businesses that were in that little strip mall over there. Neither one of these are in business anymore. But they were there at one point. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anyone have the answers? 38 minutes past the hour. 22 minutes left to go here. Businesses that were over in the Fair Park area. Go ahead, caller.
Was there ever a little bookstore in there?
I don't remember a bookstore.
That was just a total guess. I just thought maybe there's a little bookstore in there.
Good guess.
All right, thanks.
No bookstore that I remember. All right, maybe this person's got the answer. You never know. Go ahead, caller.
Jeff says Pierce's Fair Park Pizza.
Fair Park Pizza, absolutely on the list. Got it. Fair Park Pizza. We never had Fair Park Pizza, which preceded Neighbors in that particular spot. So now we've got Fair Park Pizza. Now we're down to three answers finally. One store that was over in that little strip mall. We still don't have that. And then two names that the grocery store was. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Is Pierce Pizza and Fair Park Pizza the same thing?
I think so. Yeah, we just got that one.
Okay.
Yep, Pierce Pizza, Fair Park Pizza, we just got that one. But there's still one more store that was over in that little Fair Park strip mall that we do not have yet. And it was where Dorothy's Fair Park Sundries was. When they left, this business, I'm pretty sure, took it over right after that. And two names left that grocery store had. The deep diving we're going into this morning. Stores, businesses that were over in the Fair Park area. We're down to three. 740-751-4038. Now remember, wholesale is in the title of one of those grocery store names. Wholesale. Does anybody remember the word wholesale being a part of one of those grocery store names? I thought that might jog some memories, but apparently I was wrong on that one. 740-751-4038. Who's got the answers here today? Three left to go. Businesses that were in the Fair Park area. We've got Neighbor's Pizza, Fair Park Pizza, Duke, Fair Park Sundries, M&M Video, Faye Bank, King Saver, Second Save, Hardee's, Fair Park Family Restaurant, Shirts and Stuff, Fair Park Barber, Giant Video, West Coast Video, Genova's, Dino's, Megamoo. Three left to go. Two former names of that grocery store and one business that used to be over in the little strip mall. Go ahead, caller.
Wholesale Grub.
Not Wholesale Grub.
I'm just kidding. But would it be Wholesale Food?
Wholesale Food. Now, one more word. Wholesale Food.
Wholesale Food Store.
Not Wholesale Food Store.
Wholesale Food Market?
Nope.
Wholesale Food. I don't know. I give up.
Do you remember when it was named this?
No, I'm just guessing.
Well, yeah, it was Wholesale Food, and then there's another word.
Wholesale Food. Give me the first letter of the word.
O.
Wholesale Food. Not Ohio.
Nope. Not Ohio.
Wholesale Food. I'll probably think of it as soon as we hang up.
Well, you got 19, 18 minutes left here.
Okay.
Okay. Wholesale food what? All right. We're taking... Does anybody remember when it was called this? Wholesale food.
Go ahead, caller.
Wholesale food town?
Not wholesale food town.
Not wholesale food town. Wholesale food what? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Wholesale food mart?
Nope, not wholesale food mart.
Not wholesale food mart. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott Spears.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, I'm home.
Oh, you made it home.
Yeah, I left.
Oh, how you doing?
Well, not too good, but...
Uh-oh, well, what's wrong?
Oh, I have a hard time walking.
Oh, still, were they able to do anything about your leg?
Yeah, it's way down.
Oh, good. Good.
And I got it because I have a lot of dead skin all over it.
Right.
That's what happens with this. And I got a cream that's loosening that up, and it's falling off.
Oh, so that's coming right along.
Yeah.
Now, is anybody coming in to help you day to day?
Well, Judy and buddy of mine down the road, but I need to get stuff set up to have home health care and stuff come in, I guess.
Yeah, definitely give them a call. You don't want to, you know,
but I think I'm going to have to.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, maybe you can just have it for a little while and then see how it goes, and if you're back up.
I don't want to go back on a place like that or any nursing home. It's not just that one.
Didn't enjoy that, huh?
I have one lady from you know where.
Right.
Me and her didn't see eye to eye and got into a little tiff, but.
Oh.
What I'm calling you about is I don't have no internet connection on my TV now. I don't know what the heck happened. You have Adam's phone number? We'll have to have Adam come.
You know what? I don't have it in front. He might be listening, though. Let me see if he calls in. He might give the phone number out on... Well, you won't be able to hear it. Where is Adam? Hold on a second. I'm sure he's given...
You got my phone number, don't you?
I do. Well, give it over, and if Adam's out there, he can call you.
Okay. 740-262.
Okay.
Oh, 7441. That's my cell. Don't call that one.
Okay.
I messed up. 740.
Uh-huh.
383.
Uh-huh.
5370.
5370. And Adam,
I think
can...
Adam has them too, but I don't know.
Yeah, he might be able to step you through over the phone on something like that because it might just be that it disconnected for some reason.
Yeah, I don't know too much about this computerized stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, how's the COVID? Is that okay?
Heck, I don't think I ever had it.
Oh, maybe a misdiagnosis?
They wanted me to... They said I had to quarantine for 5 days because I was going to go ahead and leave. And I told them, I said, okay, I'll stay for your 5 days. I ain't going to drag it down through the hall or nothing. And 5 days is up, you know, yesterday. And then they come out and say they're going to quarantine for 10 days now. They want me to be quarantined for 10 days, 5 more days. They tell you a different story all the time.
So you got out of there.
Yeah, I got out of there.
Well, hopefully Adam will call you. I think he's out there listening, and he'll give you a buzz and see if he can get you hooked back up.
Okay.
Hey, thanks, Lee.
Thanks,
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Wholesale food what?
Go ahead, caller.
Oh, we lost that one. Well, if that was you, call back in. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Scott, was that wholesale food pantry or food liner? Something like that?
Nope, not pantry or liner.
Not pantry or liner. Wholesale food... What was it? Begins with an O. I'm really giving the hints out on this one. Wholesale food begin. Last word begins with an O.
Go ahead, caller.
Wholesale food store?
Not wholesale food store.
Not wholesale food store. Wholesale food, and the last word begins with an O. Wholesale food what? Let's see.
Go ahead, caller.
Wholesale food outlet?
That was it. Wholesale food outlet. Now, do you remember when it was called that?
No. We're just dancing around here in the office throwing different words at each other.
Yeah, I think it was after Community Market, but before Kingsaver. It was called Wholesale Food Outlet.
Okay.
You got it.
All right. Well, we've got that one taken care of. Wholesale Food Outlet. Apparently, nobody remembers it being called that but me, but that's the way it goes. All right, two businesses left. All right, one name of the grocery store, and I know this was the name of that grocery store at one point. Matter of fact, I think it was the name of the grocery store. Well, I know it was before it closed down for the 5 years it was out of business. That store was empty for about 5 years, and prior to Second Save coming in there, does anybody know what was the name of that grocery store? Then the other business was the business that took over for Dorothy's Fair Park Sundries when she left.
Go ahead, caller.
Was it ever known as Cash and Carry?
Yes, it was. Yep, Cash and Carry. It was Cash and Carry before it shut down.
Yeah, because I went there enough, I couldn't, I mean, buy that way and stuff enough. I thought Cash and Carry, and I thought, no, that is some other end of town. But that just popped in my mind, Cash and Carry.
Yeah, well, do you remember when it was Cash and Carry? It was Cash and Carry for quite a while.
No, because I never really went in that store hardly. Even though I lived out past the airport, I always went to Big Bear or Kroger's or Meijer's. So, unless, you know, I rode by or saw it or something, but I thought that can't be right, but somehow it just like Cash and Carry, so.
Yep, Cash and Carry, that was it.
Okay.
All right, we got Cash and Carry, so we got Mary, Trish, Charlene, and Judy in the competition, so we finally got all the grocery store names. Now we're just down to one business that was over in that little strip mall. We've got Neighbor's Pizza, Fair Park Pizza, Duke, Fair Park Sundries, M&M Video, Faye Bank, Kingsaver, Second Save, Cash and Carry, Wholesale Food Outlet, Hardee's, Fair Park Family Restaurant, Shirts and Stuff, Fair Park Barber, Giant Video, West Coast Video, Genova's, Dino's, Megamoo. One answer left to go. What is that final answer? It was a business that was in that little strip mall over in Fair Park. It took over the building when Fair Park Sundries went out in the early 90s. And it was there for quite a while. I would say it was there for probably more than 10 years. Does anybody know what the business is? 52 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Businesses that used to be in the Fair Park area. What is it? You know, I'm surprised we have forgotten this one. Fair Park Sundries went out. This business came in. And for its day, it was a pretty popular business. Fair Park, our businesses that were in the Fair Park area, we're finally down to one here. Does anybody remember what it is? 740-751-4038. Well, the guesses are still out. Neighbors, Fair Park, Duke, Eminem Video, wow. What was that business? Right there on the corner. You know, Dorothy's little Fair Park Sundries was the first business there. If you're driving north on Richmond Avenue. All right. Oh, well, we lost that one. Does anybody remember what it was? 740-751-4038. The business right there on the corner where Dorothy's Fair Park Sundries was in Fair Park. Neighbors Pizza, Fair Park Pizza, Duke, Fair Park Sundries, Eminem Video, Faye Bank, King Saver, Sack and Save, Cash and Carry, Wholesale Food Outlet, Hardee's, Fair Park Family Restaurant, Shirts and Stuff, Fair Park Barber, Giant Video, West Coast Video, Genova's, Dino's, Mega Moo. We've got all those. What is the final answer here today? And then we'll move out of the Fair Park area. After a couple days here. Go ahead, caller.
Fair Park Mini Storage.
Not Mini Storage. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Not Fair Park Mini Storage. Would have been right there on the corner. What was that? When Dorothy's Fair Park Sundries went out, this came in. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Tough category here this morning. But the business was there a while. Does anybody know what it was? My goodness. Businesses that were in the Fair Park area. Down to one. And our entrants today are Mary, Trish, Charlene, and Judy. One more person can get in if they can think of the name of that business that was there on the corner of that little strip mall in Fair Park, Richmond Avenue, where Fair Park Sundries was. You know, I'm not sure what's there now. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
One of the girls said Duds and Suds?
Not that I remember. That's a good guess, though. Not that I remember. What in the world could this be? This business that was right there on the corner. In the Fair Park area, you have to take yourself back and picture being over there on Richmond Avenue, driving past Dino's, looking over at your on your right, and the first building there in that little strip mall where Fair Park Sundries was had a name. What was it? Go ahead, caller.
Was it a hair salon?
Not a hair salon. It was not a hair salon. Does anybody remember what it was? Boy, I don't even know who owned it. I think it was locally owned. I would guess. You know, there's one word that I think would give it away, and I think it would spring it back to people's mind. Considering it was there for 10 years, I'll give it another little bit of time here. Business that was in that little strip mall there in the Fair Park area. Does anybody remember what that was? And I'm giving you the location. It's where Fair Park Sundries was, where Little Dorothy was for all those years. Then she left, and this came in. And it held the building for about 10 years. Does anybody know? Okay, here's the hint. It had to do with computers. Does anybody remember the title now? Had to do with computers. With about a minute left to go. Speaking of Lee's computer problems. It had to do with computers. Does anybody know the name? As we approach 50 seconds. 740-751-4038. Well, I don't know. People might have to sleep on this one. It had to do with computers. Big hint on this one. 59 and a half minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. The business that had to do with computers. Well, I guess you'll have to think on it. We'll come back and do this again tomorrow. We thank Heidi Jones for being on the program today. 2023 Athena Award winner. But for this day, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the place for all the big events. For Scott Spears and Terry Tackett at the 2016 World Series in Cleveland, Ohio, as the Cleveland Indians face the Chicago Cubs.
Now, how is this all going to end up? How many games are we going to play in this series?
I want to say six games. We're going to take it in six.
Four